Today we are talking about some moral dilemmas. And the question is, and this one goes out to the gents, if your wife is in labor and your best friend got shot, who are you going to? Let me know. The number is 0833001009. And to all the ladies, what do you expect the guy to do in such a situation?
Hi guys, for your friend that got shot, yo, bro, you just call the ambulance to go pick up that dude and then go visit him in the hospital.
Hi, good afternoon, Arthur. Hi, listeners. Husband should know that the friend has other friends. There is nothing that he can do that will either save that life or make it better. All he can do is call an ambulance and let God and the ambulance deal with the friend. As for our baby, that's the first time and the only time that it will be born. So he can't miss that experience. And also, as for the friend, may the Lord be his shepherd.
Yo, fresh, what it do? I'll actually, but it depends. Like the friend that is shot, is he already dead or is he injured, you know? Because then if he's injured, then that's a different story. Then I'll rush to wherever he is to take him to the hospital or something. If he's shot and he's already dead, oh, brah, there's nothing I can do. I'm not Jesus. I will never be able to revive you, bring you back to life. So I'll go to my child's birth. But I'll be at your funeral, don't worry.
Hi, King Arthur. How are you? So in my situation, I'll actually let my husband go help his friend. Literally, if he's out there in the ditch, hurt or injured or whatever, I'll allow him to go help his friend. And I'll just give birth. It's okay, you'll find us. It's fine. Because at the end of the day, I don't want my husband to name our child after his friend when he passes away. You know, I don't want that. You know how people are, Amos. You know, I don't really want that. So it's okay. You can go to your friend. You help your friend. It's okay. Life goes on. He'll find us in the hospital or at home. No bigger deal. It's all right.
Look, man, I definitely care about both, or all three in this case, since my wife is in labor with my child. Definitely care about all three. But given the choice, I would go to my wife, who is in labor. Because that's my kid and my woman right there, man. My best friend's wife can go to him.
Hey, Arthur. Shay here. So, I am listening to the conversation that you're having now, and I thought to myself, you know what, let me send something. Now, hypothetically for me, if I was in a situation where my husband is finding himself in this predicament, right, where I'm in labor and obviously I would love my partner to be there, and then obviously you said his best friend got shot, who also needs someone by his side, and he's trying to call everybody and literally nobody is picking up and so forth. Looking at it from, there's different scenarios or perspectives that are playing through in my head. So first of all, I would love my husband to be there with me as I'm giving birth, absolutely, because it's one of those experiences that doesn't happen every day, and you really just want to go through that very scary moment with your partner holding your hand. That's one. Two, I think it also depends on my part. Is it my first pregnancy with this person or not, you know? Because if it's our first child, I just feel like it's a little bit of a non-negotiable rule that you have to definitely be there. But then if it's a situation where we're having our second, third child, and that happens to your best friend, I would completely understand you having to show up for that person in that moment, you know? So I think that's where I stand. I think it really just depends on some, you know, certain things that I would need to evaluate in that moment. But yeah, I would definitely want my partner to be by my side. But I think it's also evaluating on the day itself, how serious is my situation. Yes, giving birth is so traumatic and so scary, but I also do feel that if the other person is a little bit more critical, or if the other, his best friend's situation or condition is more critical than mine in that moment, I think I would be okay with just saying, you know what, it's actually okay, you can go be there for your friend.